חברים יקרים,
dear friends, we'd like to move on to a scrutiny about the tens. Just as we heard from Rav, from Moscow group and Kiev group, we're going to ask them to lead this important discussion about the tens in the Congress. So we're asking you all to sit in the tens. And the first question is, what did you hear from Rav regarding his advice about the tens in the Congress? We heard we should be in random tens. We heard we should be in tens that are our organic constant tens. So how should we conduct during the Congress regarding this? That's the first question. The second and third questions will be taken by the Moscow and Kiev groups. We're asking you to lead this. So the first question is, again, in the tens, what did we hear from Rav? What advice did we hear about the tens during the Moldova Congress? Go ahead.
מה שאני שמעתי ומה שהבנתי זה שכדאי לנו להתערבב בסיריות.
What I heard and understood is that it's worthwhile for us to intermingle with random tens like water every lesson, whatever comes out. And once a day, once, I don't know, on the breaks maybe, reassemble into our permanent tens and share our impressions, deficiencies. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, what Ronnie said also, I relate to it. But one more thing Rav said is the main thing that we'll be busy about it and raise a prayer to the Creator because of that. That's the important scrutiny here, not the result.
Personally, I really want to sit with our ten. Just like I heard. Yeah, there's relationships, there's work, there's scrutinies. And the convention is a very intensive time. With that, it's also very interesting to do a study here, how I feel with my ten, with another ten. There should be also lots of discernments there.
I think it will be really refreshing if we integrate with other friends, so that every 10 you'll have friends that incorporate in things that from other 10s, and then we'll summarize. And this method enables us to have a framework on the one hand, on the other hand, it increases the importance. Because we know each other for a while already, and it's difficult to reach internality immediately. So by going to other people, seemingly, it makes things easier for the ego to annul.
There's two things here. First thing is that Rav gave us not a recommendation, but something to do. We need to adhere to the upper. He said, incorporate and come with impressions to attend so we can discuss it as much as we want, but eventually do it. An additional thing is it gives us a certain work, other work. Let's see the qualities of the friends, recognize them. There's already something that's become a habit. And this is where I operate through my eyes to what the friends are doing. And to simply go out to those who are less in physical daily contact, to discern them in my eyes and get different discernments. That's why I think that it's good that we do this. I think it's best if we implement Rav's advice.
Yeah, the way I heard it, within the Congress we should be mixed, mingled, incorporated in each other, dissolving into each other, and in the recesses we're going to pass on the impressions, each one to his ten.
I also heard the same thing, that every lesson you need to sit with a different ten, to feel it, incorporate with it, integrate with it. and to find the permanent end to share and pass on the impressions. To pass on the impressions with the permanent end, you could think how that's worthwhile to do, but I heard in a very clear way that every lesson even, we need to change tense.
This gathering and dispersing, seemingly, adds to your discernments. I think it obligates every friend to come to the next round of gathering with your mother ten, with something special to say, so it will put you into a more purposeful mode.
What to add, it seems to me like it will truly enrich in us, and that's it. We need to implement a scientific examination on an experimental level.
Yeah, we can also start and see how it goes. It's 3 days of a congress for we can start in the first day and try, because sitting in a constant tense, you can predict it, but to see how the 10 will be and how the summary of the lesson will be in your constant 10, it will cause new kind of dynamics. So if Rav suggests this, I think we should examine it.
Just now I see that the question is, what did Rav suggest, not what we want. So yes, that's what Rav said. In truth, I heard that Rav said that we should scrutinize this between us, meaning that we should decide, make a decision how we would want this and go with that. So we can maybe really, maybe it's worthwhile to try and see the impressions between the new 10 that now meets and then to meet with the permanent 10. For sure, it will give really nice discernments.
Yeah, I have nothing to add except for the fact that Rav said that we should discuss it and scrutinize it. I think yesterday it came up in the lesson. And regarding what should we do, that's more complex. Because sometimes Rav just throws things, he just expects us to discuss it between us. Okay, so Kiev, Moscow? Kiev, please. We can't hear Kiev. No, we can't.
101, yes. Okay, so now, friends, let's talk about how we can implement Rav's advice about this intermixture in the tens. Meaning we, every lesson, come into a new combination of a 10, and at least that was the advice I heard from Rav, and then in the break we meet with our permanent 10 and share impressions about what we managed to process between us during the lesson. How do we implement this in practice? Let's discuss this in the 10, and then we will share our impressions from the 10s. We'll start with Petah Tikva and continue to go through the groups, Moscow, Kiev, share impressions and gather possibilities of how to implement in practice Rav's advice about the mixing of tens which are random and the permanent tens.
We're dividing the tens in the end of every lesson and we start working. The main thing is the integration between us and realizing Rav's advice, and we're doing it.
Whatever comes out from Rav, we execute. That's it. We just do it. We come, we integrate immediately in the empty tables, in the circles, whoever's in the convention, in Moldova, and during the breaks. We take the permanent 10 and do all the sharing and impressions.
Yeah, we just do it. The more mixing we can, the better. We should at some point share the summaries of the tens, how every ten absorbs it. I suggest that we'll have Zoom meetings with the ones who fly over there and the ones who stay here. We can talk about it for a few minutes.
It seems very easy to implement this. It's just the responsibility of each friend to intermingle and every lesson sit with another ten and not be stuck in the same place. And that's it. And we'll meet each other in the breaks. We'll see each other in joyous occasions.
Yeah, it's interesting because 200 friends from Petah Tikva will come to the Congress, so a lot of tents will be divided. Maybe we should have Zoom meetings over there. Connection of Zoom meetings so that it will enable this international integration. Regarding here, sitting here in Petah Tikva, I would like not to have the option where to sit. If I'll choose where to sit with a bit, maybe I'll be tired, maybe my ego will lead me to a place which is not so good. So I'd like someone to tell me where to sit.
You simply take your shirt, your sweatshirt, and the moment the lesson ends, you put it someplace and you come back to sit there. And what I wanted to say about the implementation of this is that it is worthwhile for that to be a permanent place where we meet, so that we don't disperse and then meet in the Zoom, but actually be face-to-face with each other and share impressions. As the closer it is, the more powerful it will be. And maybe we can buy this apple juice at every break. We'll do a l'chaim around the apple juice from the impressions and such things.
Well, I have a special apple juice bottle, 18 years. So, okay, first of all, internally we have to take this advice and see how we collect everything into one kli and how it strengthens the world kli. Meaning that all the friends all over the world are doing the same action, integrating in other people's deficiencies and how we establish one spiritual kli out of it. As we go into the lesson, we use all our strength in the meeting between us to pass it on to others and to ask the Creator's blessing so that this action we're doing, realizing Rav's advice, by this we're really doing the last touch in order to reach this common goal with the ten.
And to see, no matter what, how we implement Trump's advice, so we don't fall into kinds of technical things, but simply take it and see how each time we do intermingle and adhere to what Rav said.
Okay, but should I reveal my exercise to you? Okay. So, there is something we should do is evoke envy among other tens, so that we show other tens that we're sitting after the lesson and we're having such special impressions from the lesson. That's how it goes each and every lesson. We're not just going out of the lesson. We're awakening a deficiency in other friends, and don't miss this opportunity.
I think no matter what, even in the schedule, there needs to be a summary of the lesson in the permanent tens. And not to decide if I want to do it or don't want to do it. This is exactly it. Let's say I have to go and drink coffee. Part of the lesson is defined in times is that. It's the summary. And we just need to remember that eventually this is truly an exercise, because to incorporate, we can do also in my permanent ten here with our seemingly new deficiencies. Simply the faces make a certain change. If it refreshes your eyes, then seemingly you get new sensations or discernments. The bottom line is you can do the same thing with the same people. And I really agree with Shai. That it's kind of... There should be someone who helps every person to find a place. To sit down, and that's it. And whoever you sit down with, that's who you work with.
Yeah, I also think times the schedule should be set. It helps friends to have some time during the recess to integrate with other friends. And maybe we should have, like, you know, sometimes we have the task between the lessons. Maybe we should have a common task.
I agree with you. I don't have anything to add.
Yeah, it seems that we're having the common direction here. Maybe we can read some excerpts or something. I don't know. You have anything to add?
I was actually depicting the state in the convention. It's very strange that during the end of the lesson, after the song, everyone comes out of a plate and now also we gather in your groups. It could actually harm the atmosphere.
Kiev. Okay, Vlad, so now we're going to have talk about it here.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you from the tens if you could share impressions from the circles.
Okay, so we're going to start here and go over to the friends from all over the world. So friends all over the world, if you put on your question marks, if you can share your impressions. So answers from the last question, how do we implement Rav's advice? Any ten who has a decision is... Just raise your hand. Yes, Eddie.
There was a suggestion at the table at the end of the lesson to write, each friend writes a few words about the last lesson that was, impressions in the ten that he voices and wants to do that. At the end of the day, you can do a summary with the permanent ten. Every friend gives some 3-4 sentences about the things he wants to enter into his ten, the forces, the importance, things that he received from the incorporation with the rest of the tens. And so we will become one ten.
We have reached the decision that every day the last lesson will be in the constant ten. This will make things easier in the organization of the Congress. With all the changes, and in the end of the lesson, when you have a reflection, meaning a person tells other people in the ten about the whole day's impression.
We talked about the fact that part of the convention needs to be in permanent, part needs to be in random ones. We also talked about the fact that we need to understand that in every group there's a different reality of life in a ten. For example, we every day have the ten, and there's friends that now gathered where maybe once every few months that they manage to meet with those friends from their city. And for them, there's actually a great thing for them to be able to sit together. So we have to take that into account as well.
What we said, in principle, during the Congress, we should think that the integration should be the best thing. Meaning we should mingle and mix and as much as we can. We have a few ideas. One is to start the day with something like a constant 10, and then during the day, go mingle randomly. And the end of the day, we have an assembly where we all integrate from the random back to the constant, so that there's a general forum that we all participate. This is how we implement Rav's advice. He said we should put all our powers into the random tens, where every time there are new guys there, you don't know them, you have to work with them. Then later, we summarize things in general out of what we did, out of what we went through, and this will yield a result for the whole worldly if we work this way. Moscow? As we heard in our 10, we heard Rav's advice to implement this mixture in a maximal way on the one hand. On the other hand, have an addition from the constant 10, suppose, in Moscow. So according to what we heard from Rav, we're going to gather every day after every lesson. Maybe it will happen in the meal. Maybe we'll find a separate time in a smoking area or somewhere. We'll find a place to share our impression. Well, anyhow, we're going to do it in the first day the way we heard it from Rav, and later we'll see. Maybe we'll change things. Valparaiso.
Buen día, queridos amigos. Comentamos acá en nuestro taller que es muy importante este
Javier, excuse me, Javier, we don't have a translator. Can you speak in English?
Con nuevos amigos es uno más fácilmente llega a este punto de anulación y es capaz de poder palpar esa sensación de conexión con un amigo nuevo. Una vestidura nueva que después es capaz de traer a su destino.
Javier, can you speak in English? We don't have translation. Sorry, we don't have translation from Spanish.
Y todos impresionarnos de eso y realmente incrementar la importancia de la meta de esa forma. Gracias, amigos.
This will add to the importance of the method.
Thank you. Hebrew VG, please.
So, part of our friends are coming to physical groups, to Petah Tikva, to other groups, and some, a small part of our friends are remaining, meaning the majority of our friends are going to the random tents in physical groups. And there are several friends that will remain connected virtually with other friends that are connected virtually. And we are going to search the manner in which we can connect virtually during the breaks, between the lessons and the summary of the day, to gather the impressions from all the friends from all the different places.
Peter. Ten of us are going to Kishinev, four are staying. In the meantime, we don't have one opinion about a process, but the thought is that in the meantime, to meet during the meals, the 10 that is going will gather during the meals, and in the evening we'll connect with the 4 who are not going.
Значит, так представиться на секунду, какая ситуация там будет. Это 1000 с лишним человек и.
Friends, as far as Tallinn, the event is of 1,000 people and short breaks. You have to go to the bathroom, smoke a cigarette, or do other things. We might not find each other each time or to even see each other. And it will be very beneficial if after every lesson we will be able to connect even by thought with our friends in our 10 and in the group WhatsApps, maybe record by audio our impressions. Each does that. Those who remained at home will immediately hear it, be impressed by it, and we can, at the end of the day, come at the end of the day after everything, assemble in our 10 and go over all of this and summarize all these impressions between us. Thank you.
To connect via Zoom and with other Israeli groups or groups from abroad so that we can reach the maximal integration and connection. Kaunas.
то же самой идеей, что мы должны все-таки
собирать. We too have the same idea where we must nevertheless collect, connect, gather in our permanent ten after every lesson. And when we receive a deficiency from the tens that are not permanent, pass on that deficiency that we received from the permanent tens. And it was also said that there was a certain opinion that it's very important to include people from the whole world, meaning also those who maybe were in another place or in their centers in the world, so that it will be during time their working time, and so that they will be able to integrate and feel part of the convention. The last thought that was said is that as I integrate in a ten that is not my permanent ten, I want to be impressed by the deficiency of my ten and work from that, and to mix up those deficiencies between the tens.
Australia, Asia. Go ahead.
Yeah, in Australia and Asia, there will be three physical gatherings during the Congress, and you want to connect in the lessons at the physical gatherings, and there will be also virtual friends. So there was a notion that it would be wonderful if we could connect, the virtual participants could connect to other English-speaking friends randomly. And after the lesson, we will do a summary for the all the virtual and the physical friends together from the Australia-Asia region. And we will also try to have a Zoom that connects this region that is open for all virtual and, you know, physical participants. Thank you.
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
Да, дорогие дети, всем шалом. Конечно, решение есть. Арат уже сказал.
The audio is real bad.
The audio is very bad.
Постоянная обещание, обсуждать решение со встречи на десятках многих других групп. И после этого также
Rav said we should sit in the constant tense, and in the end, it's really hard to understand. Audio is bad. I'd like to add a few more words. In North America, we're going to have a lot of mirror congresses all over the U.S. That's why, because Friday is still a work day, so if the friends take part in all the lessons of the Congress, it's very important that the decision we decide will be relevant for the whole worldly, so that all of us can do the same action together. So it's very hard for us to if we take a decision to mix and mingle in the tens, so that we'll all the friends and all over the world, Lee, will do the same action. That's why I don't know how to technically do it, but if we could do it, it will be real good. Turkey. Please speak English.
Maybe 1 week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we decided to meet two groups, maybe three groups, three tens, and other places. But at last, this week, we decided to meet in Istanbul as one ten all together, to mix each other. As I see, in the flow of the B'nai Baruch, we will meet in Istanbul as one group, one. Thank you.
Toda. Moskva ve Kiev, bevakasha, tesakmo.
Thank you. Moscow and Kiev, and summarize this discussion. Thank you.
Dear friends, we have very different opinions, all of us. Therefore, now we have 10 more minutes to the end of the lesson. We would recommend another question for the discussion in the tens now and also throughout the day, and then today throughout the day for you to send your suggestions to the general mail that we all know, unity.hevra@gmail.com. We'll ask our friends in Petah Tikva to put up that link, unityhevra@gmail.com. And the question is as such. Throughout the day, we have several forms that we're used to. We live this way for several years already. We have the summary of the lesson. We have several Zooms throughout the day. We have the Ramchal duty. And the question is as such. How should we move the form of connection of ours in the 10, in the permanent 10 that we are in, until the convention, to the convention itself? Meaning, how should we lead our actions in the permanent 10 that we're in until the convention, to the convention itself? We have about 10 minutes to discussion and then a song, and throughout the day the conclusions can be sent to unity.hevra@gmail.com.
So how to use today's Zoom meetings towards the Congress? Well, maybe you should also use this format of random tens and constant tens in some way.
I don't know. We continue forward.
I didn't get it. We're talking about the Zoom meetings before the Congress, or how to change the format? Ah, okay. So, in the meantime, what half of our Zoom meeting is to read an excerpt from the morning lesson. So maybe the ones who are choosing...
There's maybe many friends asked to repeat the question. How do we lead our connection in a permanent way in our tents until the convention? How to bring to the convention the connection that we have in our permanent tent throughout the day to the conventions? To the convention. What we have right now in the 10, how do we lead that, direct it towards the convention?
Okay, so of what we understood, what the excerpts were hearing during the meetings should be related to the Congress.
In the Zooms, there's an atmosphere, there's a dynamics between us throughout the day. We do connect, we don't connect, and if we connect, what we say, and if we say, and this one talks, and this one sounds, there's a certain dynamics that awakens a certain attitude towards one another. And then the appeal to the Creator, and that special dynamics of our 10, how we bring it to the convention. That's what I understood from this question. And that's it. The format, it seems to me, remains the same format. How do you bring it? You need to give life to the 10 in our hearts, to miss it, to, in truth, from the moment I heard that it's going to be separated 10s, I'm feeling a little bit of, I'm missing the 10 already in the convention. It's kind of like, I really feel that way.
I don't really understand the layer of the question, but I think that we should simply, again, if we're going out of the loop of everything we're doing is whatever we're doing right now is an acceleration towards this big meeting. Everything we do, the Zoom meetings, their quality is measured by our understanding of how much this moment is a moment of connection to enhance the importance of the Congress. I think our dissemination action is really strong. It really takes over everything in the group. The group is thinking about it, and then you have no choice because you're completely controlled by the thought and the internality of the group. Same thing here. If we're looking at this, not as two different actions, but one action, that these guys are taking one step and another step as one kli, I think there's a tremendous strength here, a lot of power. We're not just doing these actions, we're a spiritual kli. We should do it in a way that if you're doing the smallest action in Novosibirsk, it's giving the creating echo all over the world kli.
We learn that if we connect, if we make a connection, everything passes. So I don't know, we need to connect, we need to do, philosophize less about what and how and where. We need to come and try to connect with the friends and try to rise above the gaps. Everything will happen in the convention with the permanent and not permanent. If we're wherever we are right now is the preparation for the convention. Doesn't matter what we do as long as we try to do.
Yeah, it's a great preparation for the Congress because we have our work between us in the 10 during the day, whether it's with the video clips or with the daily tasks. We have dissemination. We have the Congress. We also have the scrutiny, the constant scrutiny about this and that. And we're doing it all during the day when you're at work and you're having all your daily tasks. And the Creator simply gives us an opportunity with all the scenes where he's building for us and we're living in. You can remember that it's all in the 10. It's a preparation into the Congress, into the unity that we're, Rav is really hoping for us to make this leap so that we can generate such an environment of courage, confidence to make the leap.
I'm asking myself, we need to move this random 10 experience to the permanent in the dynamics of a 10. What does it really matter who you're sitting with? Why does it matter what face of a friend you're sitting with? Eventually, we need to connect and above the bodies and all these losing attention, and we simply need to get used to this and simply take from this that you have to enter inwards, all of you, every lesson with a new 10, and to come to a certain point of connection.
Yeah, it seems to me that in the end, the exercise is not random or constant, but how do we all become one? How to take the responsibility you feel in your constant 10 and to bring it to your random 10? There, too, you're committed to the friends. On the other hand, to see the Zoom meetings during the day as if it's a random 10, to play with this flip-flop.
Also the permanent tent, the random tent is a permanent tent because Gershon today is not the Gershon of yesterday, not the Gershon of tomorrow. We're actually constantly changing, and it's, look what happened to Yossi. So simply remember and remind each other that we are simply in a ten all the time, and to see the ten and the Creator behind the ten.
We should try to look and see no matter what faces I sit with, the goal is the same. It may be a good exercise. In the days of preparation, we can start incorporating in bigger groups or two tens connecting together or to expand the kli a little bit.
The
only thing that changes is in the person. There's
announcements. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30 in a recorded lesson on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Song.
הזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו. תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג. ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו, הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו. רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים, ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה. הרגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו, הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו. רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש.